Some of you haven't seen the agenda. The agenda has two items on it: adoption of committee rules and discussion of committee procedures. I believe that was posted on the door out there, was it not? So I've had several inquiries about that. Joyce, would you explain the proposed committee rules?
Yes, I will. Kathleen drafted them?
Kathleen, would you like to explain them? What the differences are between the standard committee rules?
Representative Lindquist, members of the committee, Kathleen Beaufay, Office of Legislative Counsel, these rules are not very much changed. Rule 3 does insert that the chairman or a person designated by the chairman shall call the meetings. The standing rule says the chairman or the committee. The interpretation exactly that would be made about the distinction there. The provision relating to the minutes, Rule 8, is almost verbatim from the House rules, and I didn't know whether you needed to have it as a separate statement, the content of your minutes, because your rules have to coincide with those House provisions in any event. There is a provision here about suspending rules by a majority of the committee, and a provision that all measures referred to the committee shall be acted upon within 10 days, and there's the time provision, and there is no time provision in the standing rules. Those pretty much are covering only the interstices between what's in the House standing rules and what is specific subject matter of the committee, and other provisions then on the committee would be governed by Masons.
Interstices.
And what?
That's a lawyer's word for gaps.
Why couldn't you say that?
Okay.
Takes more paper. You understood that, Ben Warner, didn't you?
Yes.
Are there any questions or discussion on the proposed rules? Amendments?
Move their adoption, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Martin moves adoption of the proposed rules. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kunkowski.
Rule 12.
Yes, all measures referred to the committee for referral shall be acted upon within 10 days of the time of receipt by the committee.
I take the, is that working days or calendar days?
Session days.
Session days.
In fact, if you would...
amend that.
Why don't we amend that right now to put session days in there so it's clear?
Well,
if that's your question, if that's your concern.
The House rules very often differentiate between calendar days or session days, so depending on which it is you have in mind, it might be a good idea to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the insertion in Rule 12 after the numerical figure 10, the word session.
You've heard the amendment to the rules. Do any discussion? Representative Martin?
I'd like to just ask why did you come up with 10 days? And do in fact we need 10 days? I would think it would be one of the desires of this committee, I think, is to move expeditiously, and we ought to be able to act quicker than...
I think in discussion with Joyce, I just came up with a figure, and the reason that I suggested 10, I'm certainly amenable to a lesser amount. But in case we found the fiscal impact or something was not correct on a bill, and we wanted to find out what it was or whether it should be referred to Ways and Means because of that or something like that, we wanted to be sure we had time to get that information. It probably shouldn't take 10 days, Representative Martin, so I would, it's just a suggestion. If you'd like to make it 7 days or 6 days?
That explanation's fine. I just think our intention is to act
expeditiously. I would, 7 days or 6 days, something like that should be plenty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll move we make it six then.
Okay.
All right.
Motion is to amend that, the 10 to 6. So, Rule 12. Representative Kulongowski, is that okay with your amendment? So the amendment then would say within six session days, the time receipt by committee. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously.
Question on Rule 10, Mr. Chairman.
Rule 10.
Does the presence of Rule 10 in any way indicate that this committee intends to refer legislation to this committee? I can't understand the necessity for a rule dealing with minority reports in this committee.
I don't see legislation possibly being... Well, Kathleen,
well, the only thing that might cover, it's true that it's usually used in committee rules to cover legislation, but it might apply here if you had a marked difference of opinion about a referral, for example, and members of the committee wanted to express publicly another opinion. That would be the only use it would...
Oh, and also, Mr. Chairman, you may have some rules referred to this committee for consideration, and it's possible that there might be a minority report on those rules when they're reported back to the floor of the House.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Donnell.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, as I recall, in some of the functions that used to reside in the Committee on Legislative Operations and Procedures, those functions now reside with this committee. And some of that is the consideration of rules, so I think that is possible. I think that Rule 10 should stand.
Representative Williams, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? You want to take a few minutes to go through those further? Okay, the motion is to adopt the rules as amended. Is there any discussion? Quick, can you get a roll? Penny, do you have roll calls for this?
I don't, but I can mute.
Okay, clerk will call a roll.
Aye.
Representative Grinnell?
Aye.
Representative Kulongowski?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, I'm
sorry. Aye.
Wilhelm? Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Rules are adopted unanimously. As amended. Discussion of committee procedures.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Martin.
Could I ask you, so we can make it as public as quickly as possible, the meeting notices, so the proper 24-hour notice is given. I believe... Well, go ahead, you...
You're correct.
The soonest we can meet again would be about 3:30 tomorrow.
Penny, didn't you send out an agenda for tomorrow already?
The agenda has not been sent out at this time.
Has not?
No, it has not.
I had asked that the agenda be sent out with all the bills that are referred to us on that agenda. How soon can you get it out?
I can get it out immediately after the meeting.
On a motion.
We better, I'm trying to think of how long this meeting might last. Okay, make it at 4. I'll just announce that the meeting will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and you will have those out by 4 o'clock.
Mr. Chairman, before you proceed, could I make an inquiry?
Certainly.
And that's concerning future meetings. I had once understood that perhaps we were thinking about a morning meeting. Is that still under consideration?
Yes.
If you want me to go through that right now.
Why don't you go through that, Joyce? Yes. I've asked Joyce to go through the calendars of all of the members of this committee and try to find different times other than the 7 o'clock morning meeting that was proposed to see if there are some days we do have time to meet. Joyce, if we'll go through that.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are all available at 11 o'clock. No, Tuesdays and Fridays, excuse me, we're all available at 11 o'clock. On Wednesdays, we're all available. At 11 o'clock.
But the floor session may start.
I'm doing this benefit.
Friday.
Tuesdays and Fridays are 4 o'clock.
That's an hour.
Wednesday. Penny, what was Wednesday?
Wednesday, I believe, is also 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I think Tuesday and Friday is 11 o'clock in the morning because the session is not until 1:30.
That's right. Tuesday and Friday were 11. Wednesday was 4. Monday and Thursday, the members are either going to have to meet early in the morning or late in the evening. What is your pleasure?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. on Mondays and Thursdays? That's going to be a confusing schedule, but I'd like to be able to publish it so it's a standard time.
Could you run through it again?
Okay. Monday, 7 a.m. I'll go through it right through the week. Tuesday, 11 a.m. Wednesday, 4 p.m. Thursday, 7 a.m. And Friday at 11 a.m. And I'll try it another way. Tuesdays and Fridays at 11. Wednesdays at 4. Mondays and Thursdays at 7 a.m. Now, I'm not sure that how much the work schedule is going to be for this committee. We may have to ask people to simply leave committees and set a more standard time as the workload gets bigger. But right now, I think this will serve us for maybe a week or two until we get things ironed out.
Until the rules get changed again.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is that okay? That's okay, so be it. What's our agenda for these things? These things we're going through now.
You.
Beg pardon. Okay. And what item is that under the agenda? Let's see. Right now, we've gone through the meeting. Okay. Roger, your office has recommended, and with Joyce, have talked about meetings with the chair people, AAs, and other leadership in the legislature. I'd rather we work on those dates a little bit on that.
That's fine.
Standard time.
That's just fine. I just think those are things that should be done.
This should be possible meetings with even Senator Bowe and maybe Governor Straub if he wants to meet with us. Never know. Committee procedures. There's a See, I'm not sure what order these are at in your folder. We need to talk about referrals and the procedure of referrals. I've got too many folders here. Okay. So when it says recommended procedures, House Committee on Rules, Joyce, you want to go through those?
Okay. The major item we'll be dealing with, of course, are referrals to committees. The procedure will be that immediately following session, when the bills are read for the first time, they will be delivered to our office by the chief clerk. They will be automatically assigned, except in very unusual circumstances, for hearing on the day following the next day, in other words, 2 days, the second day following first reading.
What you're saying is they'll be on the agenda. That doesn't mean that we have to act on them that day, but they'll be on our agenda for that day proceeding. Is that? Okay.
In most cases, I think we would be able to move them out again on that second day. At least 24 hours ahead of time, we will have an agenda listing all the bills that will be considered on every member's desk. They will be provided with forms. There are samples in this material you have in your folder. There's a memo that went out today to all House and Senate members, along with a form that they can use to make recommendations to the committee on referrals. And we're asking that they give that to us the afternoon before the meeting so that we can get them in all your books. That, I presume, would be available to them, to other than legislative members also. Anybody have any questions?
Representative Grinnell?
So I have a question on the form noted staff recommendation for committee referrals. By staff, is that in reference to the staff of this committee or
That is the staff of the Rules Committee.
Staff of the Rules Committee.
I should explain. Hey, Freddie?
Staff Hansel.
Staff Hansel. We'll probably get that one, too.
All right.
You want to move to amend it to say staff's recommendation? I had asked Joyce to make a recommendation on each bill where it should be referred, and I would also, Roger asked that David Dietz do that too, if you'd like him to, if that's okay with you.
We'll also be providing you with a history of all the Senate bills that come to you for referral. Okay. The consent calendar, twice a week on our agenda, we will have a place for bills that had been recommended for the consent calendar or recommended to be removed from the consent calendar. Bill drafting and introduction requests are suggested to be handled the same way that the law committee.
Maybe I ought to read through this. Okay. On the consent calendar, twice each week the committee's agenda should include consideration of bills recommended for the consent calendar. The committee may also vote on its own motion to remove items from the consent calendar when it deems such action advisable, or when it believes the session will adjourn sine die within 2 weeks.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Wilhelm.
A vote on its own motion, I assume, would require 4 ayes to remove an item from the consent calendar.
That's correct. The same number of people that can remove it now by the procedure on the chief clerk's desk.
That's four members of the assembly. This is four members of this committee.
Yeah, I'm just saying it happens to work out to be the same number of people.
I'm not comfortable with that personally, Mr. Chairman. I think that it might be wiser if we made it something less than four to get it off of the consent calendar, because we're just talking about discussing this and handling it in the normal procedure of referral to this committee. It would disturb me if it took two-thirds of the committee to get something off of the consent calendar.
You should amend your rule then, which requires that all motions.
Yeah. Well, it would not necessarily take a motion to get something off the consent calendar. We didn't cover consent calendar in our rules, as I recall.
No, I believe we did cover all motions, but let me look into that. Representative Kulongowski?
I'm somewhat confused as to when a bill has been recommended for the consent calendar. And so the proposed recommended procedure says twice each week the committee's agenda should include consideration of bills recommended for the consent calendar. Now, if they're only being recommended for the consent calendar, does that mean they're already on there, or are they in the process of being put on the consent calendar?
The committee from which the bill has come may recommend that the bill be put on the consent calendar. The Rules Committee makes the decision whether, in fact, it will be placed on the consent calendar.
Now, if that is the case, what is meant by having the committee may also vote on its own motion to remove items from the consent calendar? In other words, after we've agreed to put it on, we're going to then take it off?
We could.
Chairperson the power to put them on the consent calendar for the recommendation, and then take them off.
Two
dissenters. Something like that.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, what I'm concerned about is if the committee voted to put an item on the consent calendar, why shouldn't we be bound by the House rules as far as all the other members, as far as taking matters off the consent calendar once they've been put on there? I have a real concern that the members are going to be somewhat suspicious.
Do you have a proposal, Representative?
Well, it's conceptual, because I take it that the recommended procedure, I have no problem at all that when the bills come to the committee on the recommendation to be put on the consent calendar, that the majority of the members vote to put it on the consent calendar. That doesn't bother me. What I'm saying is that once it gets on the consent calendar, it should be there, and we have to perform the same function as every other member does to get it off. In fact, I've done that today and went up and signed the ledger to pull it off.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
And how it takes you and three other members to pull it off. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Representative Grinnell.
Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if the procedure really, in fact, doesn't work this way. That as a bill comes from committee and it's recommended to be on the consent calendar, it in fact is until and would be on the consent calendar unless we as a body chose to remove it. Now that's, as that authority used to rest with the speaker, then that was, he didn't say I approve of it being on, simply I'll take that one off and it can't be considered. And so it would seem to me that as the bill comes out of committee, designated consent calendar, it would go on there unless, as it says in this rule, four of us would then say it should be taken off. Isn't that how you visualize it working, Mr. Chairman?
Before, the speaker simply okayed what the committee's recommendations were for the consent calendar that has been taken over by the committee. You may want, I guess, a suggestion from the chairman, that you may want the chairman just to sign off on that, with two members of this committee being able to take them back off, or four members of this committee, as the rules already say.
Mr. Chairman, I kind of like Representative Kulongowski from that point of view, that it would seem to me that it should be the same number of members on this committee as it should be with the body as a whole.
Okay. That's what our rules actually say right now. That's okay.
The question I have is that having members sat in this position before, what are the reasons that the speaker pulls a bill off the consent calendar once it's been assigned by the committee to the consent calendar?
See, any former speakers in the crowd. That's the way we set it up. yet, and I don't believe the speaker has ever pulled one off the consent calendar, to my knowledge. But he is given the power to do that under our rules.
Where's Wally?
What'd you say?
You don't want to get dragged in.
under the procedures we have in taking over that speaker's power in this case, my understanding is that four members of this committee would have to vote to okay those recommendations from committees to be put on the consent calendar. Is that your understanding?
That's the way I would understand it, from the fact that you adopted the requirement of the number of people that it took to take the action, and it is done by order of the committee, which would I assume be on motion of the committee, and that takes the vote, that many votes to do it. So I think that's how it ties together.
Kathleen, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Kathleen, I can't find in the rule where the speaker actually has the authority to pull a bill off the consent calendar.
It's 4.05. Right at the bottom of the page. Amended one. It's sub 3.
Okay.
The last sentence.
Okay.
So we're just saying that in order for this committee to order removal of a bill, it's going to require an affirmative vote.
Yeah.
That's four correct. Votes of the committee.
That's correct. Yeah. All right.
Is that clear, Representative Klingowski, then?
Yes.
Procedure? Are there any objections to that procedure, then, as it is? Okay. Bill drafting and introduction. The committee assumes the duties formerly assigned to the Legislative Committee on Operations and Procedures regarding drafting and introduction requests. Procedures should remain as followed by the LOP committee. Suggestions.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend they stay the same.
Okay, that's the way they are in the rules. Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
D, committee appointments. Next one, okay. A rule change is necessary in Rule 8.101, Standing Committee, to correct errors in listing committee assignments in the current rules.
Mr. Chairman, I've passed out to the committee and I've put my name at the top, a proposed rule change to House Rule 801, which makes the changes noted. Change the number from 16 to 17 standing committees with a membership as follows. It changes the education committee to indicate the earlier additions of Representatives Kinsey and Dorelli. It adds Representative Rieke to the Intergovernmental Affairs Committee and takes Representative Kinsey off. Those were inadvertently left off when those rules passed yesterday were typed, and I think they should be restored. It has resulted in the rather small representative from Troutdale coming in and indicating to this committee that he has a problem, that he can't vote anything in or out because he's left with Representative Kinsey officially appointed, although he hasn't been there and so forth. I think we ought to get these onto the floor for adoption as quickly as possible. Would be my intention, the committee passed it, to ask for a suspension of the rules tomorrow in order that these be passed so that those committees are restored to the point that everyone intended them to be.
Okay, Representative Martin has moved that the rules be amended, a motion to amend the rules of these proposed changes is listed in this proposed amendment to add the members that were left off and the haste with which the rule changes were drafted. Adds Representative Kinsey and Dorelli to Education, Representative Rieke to Intergovernmental Affairs. Takes Kinsey off of Intergovernmental Affairs. Heard the motion, is there any discussion? Clerk will call a roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Klingowski?
Aye.
Magruder?
Here.
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Can we get, you want the committee to do it, or I can have my staff make sure that these are distributed. 60 copies to the Sergeant Arms so they're on the desk tomorrow morning. Or do you want to do it? Choice? That'll be one of the jobs for Deeds, okay?
All right.
Okay. Let's see, okay. The committee has power to appoint special committees and interim committees. Now, there seems to be some question about the special committees that were appointed by the Speaker and were not mentioned in the rules. Kathleen, my understanding is, since there was no change in the rules, that those special committees are standing, are left just as they were, even though this committee could change them.
That is the opinion that we have given, yes, that they are not changed.
Do you think it would reaffirm anything if this committee readopted those, or is that even necessary?
Well, I don't know that it's necessary, but it might serve to answer the question that has been raised repeatedly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Special Committee on Water Law Revision, the Special Committee on County Reorganization, the Special Committee on Water Resource Problems, as delineated on this sheet in front of us, be reaffirmed by this committee.
You should each have a copy of membership in your folder.
You should have numbered the pages.
Got it.
Has everybody got that? You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call a roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Klingowski?
Aye.
Magruder?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now, I'm just pointing out now about the interim committees and so on. The interim committees, incidentally, in the rules do not include the statutory committees. Statutory committees appointments are made by the Speaker under the current rules. I should point out that these rules are sunsetted on sine die. Now, the reason I bring that up is because there's an Attorney General's opinion says that committee, or that rules, House rules, supersede statute. But they're sine die upon, they're sunsetted on sine die, and so therefore the rules do not stand in the interim as they did before. We had already passed a rule change earlier this session to make the House rules stand through the interim. But through the rule change the other day, they do not now. On sine die, those rules are gone. Is that correct, Kathleen, or your understanding?
Yes, sir. The standing rules of the House and the Senate supersede statutes that are on procedural matters. There's that limitation.
And the other part?
Only insofar, of course, as they are in effect, and if they go out of effect, then there is no question.
Mr. Chairman, could I suggest that we have rules drafted for submittal prior to the sine die
that would reestablish the rules and Mason's as the rules for the interim committee. Is that necessary?
It's not necessary to have a motion. I think we'll just right. go ahead and proceed on it. I'll look into that and draft it.
Are you saying that, Mr. Chairman, that as long as we have House rules in effect during the interim, that they supersede the statutes?
That's a ruling by the Attorney General, yes.
Attorney General has been wrong before. I just wonder if...
Well, it's a pretty strong Attorney General's opinion, and Kathleen, maybe you can address that.
It's a pretty well-established principle of constitutional law that constitutions that provide and give rulemaking authority to the houses separately does authorize the House then by on procedural matters to adopt rules governing itself and not to be governed by statutes that might intervene or supersede. The argument always comes up, what is procedural?
Yeah, I've been through that.
And the appointment, that was a 2.5-hour argument the other day. Yeah.
The appointment and operation of statutory committees is considered procedural in this case?
It is not the opinion of our office that it does, but that might be debated.
Well, we don't necessarily have to spend this entire meeting discussing it, but I think it's something that we're going to have to address ourselves in great depth.
That's my point in bringing it up. Soon. Yes. Okay, where are we?
Comments from the floor.
Committee is responsible. Okay, amendments from the floor. The committee is responsible for performing the following duties. Amendments from the floor. If an amendment is proposed on the House floor which does not receive unanimous consent, the committee must refer the bill or amendment to an appropriate committee for consideration. Number two, measures on reconsideration. If a measure is moved for reconsideration and the committee has reason to believe that sine die is imminent, the committee may cause the reconsideration to be placed immediately for debate and vote. And number three, conference committees. The committee is responsible for appointment, dissolution, and reappointment of conference committees. The committee is also responsible.
Have I got the right page next?
Okay, and there's a list A, B, C, D, and E. Controlling the areas set aside for use by the house and ways adjacent thereto, and ropes on stairs and so on. I don't think there's any action necessary on that. B, investigation of alleged violations of open meeting law. C, pre-session filing of bills by order of the committee, which doesn't really affect us at this time. D, investigation of alleged violations by lobby members, and E, approve requisitions for postage.
Might be chairman of that committee.
It may be that we should reaffirm the postage recommendation that you have there. The committee should consider adopting guidelines previously established by the House for postage provided to members. 100 stamps per week, first class, convertible to third class, and 14,000 bulk mailings per member to be used during session year.
So move.
Heard the motion. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
You want me to write,
Mike? FOC. Approve the personal staff of the speaker, staff personnel of standing or special committees, other personnel deemed necessary by the committee, salaries of all legislative officers and legislative personnel, overtime payments, and rules for employment of House employees. The committee should consider pro forma adoption, subject to possible review of the current speaker's office, committee staffs, and salaries. Legislative Administration Committee rules for employment and overtime could be adopted as House guidelines. Those were adopted by the Administration Committee, as you'll remember, with a vote of the House and Senate members of that committee together. The Senate has not adopted them, and but that doesn't prohibit us from adopting them. The Administration Committee spent a lot of time in that, and I don't know if you've had a chance to review them. They're a pretty good set of rules.
You have them in your folder.
Yeah.
It's the blue cover thing. Right now, all they apply to is legislative administration employees. Is there a recommendation there that they do not apply to the majority-minority offices?
I do not believe that it is.
If you want to get into that, I think we should make a...
Well, let's...
You want to just review those for a while?
I think we ought to review these.
Okay.
I agree. There was long debate between your office and my office during the interim on whether that was to be in... When this is over, all.
Yeah. Okay. You're up in the issue.
Okay.
You also have the current salary ranges and a list of current House employees in your folder.
You're going to love all this homework you're going to get. Okay, the chief clerk is instructed by House rules to provide services to the committee as are deemed necessary by the committee. And in fact, the chief clerk met with us for, what, an hour and a half yesterday. And that's by rule as they stand now. Representative Brunell.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, before you get into that, I'm wondering back on item F, you were considering pro forma adoption of the staff, that is, so the current staffs and their, not only the legislative staff, but the speaker's staff, and whether that should continue. And I think that that motion should be made, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Grinnell moves that we adopt pro forma. Let's see, how can I say that? The current speaker's office and committee staff salaries and staff personnel. And let's see. Does that answer all of it?
I think that answers.
I think that's it. You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Representative Martin.
This is for just the speaker's office for all this list that we have here.
No, that includes, I believe, committee personnel and administration. No, it doesn't include administration, I don't think, does it?
Standing and special committees, but not...
Well, we could save the state a lot of money.
McGruder wants to be a subcommittee at one. All those that have drawn unemployment.
An opportunity. All those administrative assistants that wouldn't list my bills for hearing.
You've heard the motion. Is there any other discussion to adopt them simply as they are right now, with the idea of review and further recommendation?
Question.
Questions called for. I'm going to ask the clerk to call a roll on that motion.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Kulongoski?
Aye.
McGruder?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, what's next?
Now you're back to chief clerk. You're talking about the chief clerk.
Yeah,
I interrupted you.
That's okay. I was done. Just to, simply to let you know, chief clerk, even though he's actually hired and fired by the speaker, his job is to work with this committee. Not only, in addition.
Did you hear this?
Not is that right?
Not hired and fired by the speaker. Get the record straight. The rules provide that the members of the House will elect the chief clerk.
That's right. You're right, Wenton. I'm sorry.
Just don't get too independent,
though. Mark that one down. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. You accept my apology. I hope. let's see. Wenton, I don't know if you have prepared yet a list of bills that are not before us that haven't been assigned. Have you got any idea about how many that is?
I only know of two right now.
Only know of two. Okay.
That are presently on the speaker's desk, right? No bills went today?
No. No bills went after 2:20 yesterday.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Martin.
Are we investigating the proper procedure to legally get those bills?
I intended to speak with the Speaker this afternoon about that, and he had a press conference, and I couldn't make it, but I understand at the press conference the question was asked from the press, and he said that he would be more than glad to give those to the committee to sign.
But wasn't there a question as to legally whether he could do it, or because they, quote, were referred to the Speaker's desk at the time that that was the procedure, the procedure has been changed. How now, legally, or under our rules, do we get them from the Speaker's desk to this committee?
If he wants to release them voluntarily, there's no problem. If he doesn't want to release them voluntarily,
take a rule change. Is that your determination, Kathleen? Putting you right on the spot.
She didn't.
You probably weren't familiar with that before.
Well, I have been made so, but I just assume not answer the question.
I see.
Fifth Amendment.
I think the intent is, from my understanding, and I haven't spoken directly, but indirectly, that he intends to get into the committee. Or, let's see, I had something from... Representative Ragsdale and Representative Priestley wanted to come before us for a proposed rule change.
Yes.
It's not on the agenda, but it would simply be...
You have
copies? Yeah, Wally, I... So when it has Wednesday, May 4th, 1977, proposed amendment to House Rule 2.05. Representative Priestley?
I'm Wally Priestley, Representative of District 16. Mr. Majority Leader, Mr. Chairman, committee members, the Rules Committee. On the floor today, the Speaker read into the... or the motion was made to place on the table notice having been given for the amendment of the rules as offered by Representative Crest. At the time, I indicated concern about there being, once placed on the table, whether or not the Assembly would be given adequate notice prior to there being voted upon. So Representative Ragsdale and I have worked up an amendment here to House Rule 2.05. Starting at the middle of the page, the old language, the adoption, amendment, or rescission of any rule must be proposed in writing, read at a regular business session, and allowed to lie on the table for at least one day prior to any vote thereon. Now, that's the old language. To that, I would ask the Rules Committee to consider, take under consideration, the addition of the language which would say, and notice to adopt, amend, or rescind any rule shall be given the House under the order of other business on the session day preceding the day the motion to amend the rule is placed. So that when rules have been placed, motions to amend the rules are placed and are on the table, all of the provisions of House Rule 2.05 as currently exists have been satisfied, that the members would not be surprised to say a week or two or three when the motion was made to take an amendment from the table and be placed into the rules, that we would be given notice on the session day preceding that day upon which the motion was to be placed. That's the sum and substance of the motion. I think Representative Ragsdale might have some additional comments.
Representative Ragsdale.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my only comment would be that this then would require, for amending rules, the same provisions that we require of our committees to have one day advance notice on actions they're going to take, and also would require for the body on amending rules the same kind of requirements that we now require for our third readings. So in order to be able to act on a rule change, we would have the same 24-hour notice that we require for everything else around this the operation. I think it's most appropriate. We could lay these on the desk as individual members. We felt in the new operations of the new Rules Committee that would be most appropriate that we request the Rules Committee to offer these rules to the members.
Is your understanding that still be part of the same 40 members on the floor could suspend the rules for certain reasons with this rule change?
Absolutely.
It is. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Martin.
Our good legal counsel, Kathleen, suggested that on the third to the last line, the session day next proceeding, the word next be added.
Mm-hmm. Would that be...
Yes, we would agree to that. That is appropriate.
And, Ted, you have a...
No, I was just asking Kathleen, it's an awful long sentence, and actually you got two separate parts to it, and I was just looking at it to, if in fact it should be divided into two separate sentences. Basically, with the same sentence, the first sentence remaining the same and the new addition being a separate sentence at the end.
Ted, I'm just wondering, perhaps you'd want to take this under consideration and have the staff revise it and reword it and submit it to us. We just wanted to bring it to your attention today.
Okay.
Be fine with us.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the staff prepare language if you want that, because I would like to move on this motion. I think it's a good idea.
In fact, Kathleen, if you can do that right here, we could actually vote on the actual rule. Is that possible, or would it take some time?
She's doing it.
She's doing it?
Mr. Chairman, if I might deviate a little bit from your purpose while Kathleen is doing that, I have one, I think, simple question to ask of the committee. As a chairman of a now official special committee, that committee has introduced legislation that's somewhere in the pipeline with the expectation that that would come back to that committee. I'm a little uncertain about where that it'd been introduced with the approval, I think, of the speaker, but it had not been official. The speaker had agreed with me that when he saw it, he would. Is it now going to be coming to this committee? It's been introduced by the special committee.
That is the standard practice, that all the bills introduced by a committee still come to the, would come to this committee, as it did to the speaker before after first reading.
No, I'm talking about for introduction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The speaker had agreed that he would allow introduction.
I see.
It's
you want
in the pipeline now. I don't know whether I need to come before this committee to achieve that introduction now, because it has not been printed.
It's my understanding, I'm going to ask Kathleen, but she's busy, but it's my understanding that it does, yes, still has to come here. I think it's almost automatic, at least in my understanding, that it's almost automatic that it goes back to that committee.
I understand it'll have to come here for referral. My question is, do I need to go through the introduction step with this committee, or is it already...
Just like the LOP committee is the same procedure, Representative Ragsdale, but when we allow a member to have a bill drafted, that it come back to us just to review it and see that it was the intent that was given to that member to have it drafted, and the same would be here. Just a quick review, but... I think it gives them actually a veto power, but not to go into the whole thing, and that's my understanding of it. What do the other members of the committee feel about that? Representative Grinnell.
Yeah, if I just ask a question of Representative Ragsdale, Mr. Chairman, are you saying to the committee that when your committee decided to have a particular measure drafted, you being the chairman of that special committee went to the speaker and said, may I have your permission to have that drafted?
Under the rules that allowed
under
the speaker
the previous rules?
To authorize introduction, yes.
Then, Mr. Chairman, it would seem to me that since that had already occurred, that approval for the bill draft had already occurred, that he wouldn't have to come again before us to seek permission, that the permission had already been given prior to the adoption of these rules.
Let me ask Winton a question. When those rules are, or when those bills are drafted for the committee, does the speaker review them before he just allows them to go ahead, just a procedural matter?
No, I'm a little bit confused, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure what Representative Ragsdale is speaking as to drafting or introduction.
Introduction.
Right.
They're two separate items.
I'm not quite sure where it is in the pipeline, Winton.
Well, if it's approved for introduction by the speaker, it's in the pipeline. Introduction of a bill is a process rather than an act. So what you would do is in that process of introduction, comes back to the desk, is ready for reading the first time, and actually, under the former rules, and I think even your present rules, there's no other action to take by anybody. So unless you wanted to stop the introduction of that bill, you'd have to tell Representative Ragsdale, you've got to come back to us so we can approve it.
My question was, if in that case where it has not come to the desk for first reading or referral, if I needed introduction approval by this committee, if so, I was going to ask for it today. If it's already been achieved, then I think it's not necessary and you'll have it for referral.
I don't know where the bill is right now. I'd have to check.
It's in the drafting procedure in legislative council?
It was drafted. It was drafted.
Okay. Kathleen, do you agree with that?
It's probably an E&E or something of that sort.
I think in that case we're okay, and if it appears, I'll do the follow-up.
Bill, so it goes
if it appears there's a problem, I'll come back.
I'm trying to establish a procedure here for not just his committee, but for all of us. Want to make sure we get it straight, that's all.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have about 8 bills that I will be introducing, and that would be very helpful if you could establish for my committee and others what our procedure would be as it relates to request for introduction.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Grinnell.
If I might suggest that the committee approve this procedure, that if approval had already been garnered for those measures by the speaker for introduction, then I wouldn't think that this committee would have to consider those again. If not, then I would assume that they would have to come before the committee and ask for approval. And that's what I would suggest as a procedure.
That's, I think, basically what Wynton said.
Agreed.
Yeah. And as long as the agreement is there that they were okayed by the speaker, I don't think this committee is going to review them again. They were already okayed. They'll be back here after first reading anyway.
Is there any objection to that procedure?
Mr. Chairman, if I might, just so I can move expeditiously with my committee. The committee has had a conversation with Stafford Hansel of the governor's office as it relates to enabling legislation that will be necessary on several of the programs referring to the drought in eastern Oregon. We believe at this time that it will require 4 bills. I had approval from the speaker for introduction of those 3 or 4 or 5 bills. Is it your ruling that I do not need to come before the committee with the specific bills, or would you prefer that I do that?
Wynton, let me ask again, were you involved in that procedure? That was strictly between...
conversation.
Okay. It's our understanding then that you, with direction from the speaker, were allowed to introduce these 3 or 4 bills.
They're not completely drafted, not been introduced by the committee. They will be before the committee in the next 3 or 4 days. And if you'd like, I could make the request right now that I have the ability to introduce.
I so move.
Okay, the motion is to allow the chairman of the Water Resources Committee to introduce 3 or 4.
Four bills.
Their volume's big, though. Rewrite the water law.
Oh, that's
it. Okay. Yeah. You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Rules okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
We have a
change here. On the existing language, delete the brackets that take the and out, restore the comma and the period, start a new sentence with a capital notice, and add the word next after the session day, next, and in the next to last line, motion to add the words adopt, comma, amend, or rescind.
What were those last couple words, Roger?
Let me read it again so it's in the record just to make sure.
Well, read it off this sheet that Kathleen did, or do you have that?
Here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It would say the last sentence would be split. It would say the adoption, comma, amendment, or rescission of any rule must be proposed in writing, comma, read at a regular business session, comma, allowed to lie on the table for at least 1 day prior to any vote thereon, period.
You have to put the word and in, Mr. Chairman.
Pick out the last comma and insert and.
Yeah, we're making it dull enough a bit.
Mr. Chairman.
You left the comma in.
The rule.
You leave the comma in after thereon?
After session.
Perhaps inadvertently.
You should restore the original language in that period.
Is.
And then add
the original language got a period there.
Yeah. At the end of thereon. Period.
Yeah, right.
Thereon. Period.
That's what I said.
Well, in 2 lines up, after session, you should restore the and.
Exactly.
Oh, the and. I'm sorry.
And delete the comma.
Session, comma, and allowed. I thought I read it that way. And allowed to lie on the table for at least 1 day prior to any vote thereon, period. capital N, a notice to adopt, comma, amend, or rescind any rule shall be given to the House under the order of other business on the session day next preceding the day the motion to adopt, comma, amend, or rescind the rule is placed, period.
Chairman, I move the abstinent rule.
Heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Clerk, call roll.
Thanks.
Burnett?
Aye.
Zimnowski?
Aye.
Intruder?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Representative Martin.
Chairman, I think we ought to make the opportunity available if anybody wanted to address the committee on any business that they might have.
Right.
Make it available to them.
Is there anything from the committee members first? Is there any other business to come before this committee? If not, committee is adjourned.